ladder of achievement. Second Chronicles chapter 1, I read it from verse 12. It says, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you. The person that received it have already said amen. You didn't hear me. I should repeat it again, Abby. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you. And I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. None shall there any after thee have like you. That's what the Bible says. See, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. Then from there, riches, wealth, honor, and everything will follow like that. Praise the Lord. Meaning that if you can get these two things, wisdom and knowledge, then the idea of riches, wealth, it's a simple thing. That's what the Bible is trying to say here. A lot of people lack wisdom. That's why they cannot think and they don't know how to go about life. A lot of people too lack knowledge. That's why sometimes when you are talking of riches or not, they have nowhere to stay. In everything you want to be a professional in, you must have the knowledge of it. Is that also? Yes. You must have the knowledge of that thing. Because if you don't have the knowledge of that thing, you may not be able to feed yourself from there. If you're a mechanic, motor mechanic, for example, if you don't have the knowledge of that motor mechanic, nobody will bring vehicle to you. Whatever profession you call yourself, you need wisdom. You need knowledge to prosper in that area. And once God gives you knowledge about something, and he gives you wisdom about something, even if people did not recognize it, you just discover you begin to prosper in it. Hallelujah. There are so many things around here that can make someone to be rich. But if your wisdom is not open to that place, you find it very difficult to make it. And if you don't have a good knowledge of whatever you want to do, it becomes a problem. I remember the story of some men of God, powerful men of God. A lot of them were going for a crusade. They enter a long bus. They are going for a crusade somewhere. They have decided that fire must fall today. Hallelujah. Say, fire must fall today. Fire must fall today. In that crusade, God will give us the ground. God will do this. God will do that. Fine. They enter into the bus and they were going. All of a sudden, they got to a place. The bus refused to move again. The people who are prayer warriors there, they came down. Say, when God arise, turn this vehicle around. Let the engine begin to move. Let the engine begin to move. Let the engine begin to work. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of prayers. Oh, I'm driver, start again. He said, no. It didn't move. Hallelujah. The head of the senior pastors are inside the bus. They asked the junior people to be praying the prayer. When the junior people finish praying the prayer, when they are tired, they now go and meet the senior pastor. Our Father in the Lord, it is well, sir. We pray better. Maybe this thing needs a higher anointing for the engine to work. Okay. The senior pastors came down. Makapuru kanda baba, puri kendo, setori kanda baba. lot of praying in tongues. Move, move. Hey, driver, start it. Say, Tayum, no movement. Hallelujah. But there is one small boy there who used to be a mechanic. He now came down. He said, open the bonnet. Only to discover that there is one, the turtle wire has been removed that connects the turtle. The boy, look at it. Okay, this is the problem. He just put the turtle wire and connect it. Everybody has finished praying, you know, everything has. Now the motor started. Not have the knowledge, no matter be the anointing of all those people, they will have remained there. Do you understand what we are saying? So when we are saying get knowledge is important, when the Bible says wisdom and knowledge is a principal thing, you better get it. So when you have knowledge about something, there is nothing anybody can do for you. They can't bombard you. They can't push you away. You become a custodian in that profession. Praise the name of the Lord. Raise up your right hand. Say, my Father, give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Say it three times.
My
Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 18. He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth. So wealth is not something by struggling. You need a power to get it. And who can give him? God. Someone can be running from pillar to post. He can be doing 15 jobs. In case we just be like one woman, I think somewhere in this America, during this snow or this winter. What do you call this period? Winter. Okay, thank you. No, I came from Nigeria. I don't know winter. We have never seen snow. But when I came to Minnesota, I saw snow all over. I say, my God. Had it been this is in Nigeria, we would have used it to sell pure water. Praise the Lord. Why are you laughing now? Praise the Lord. But we are still praying for deliverance for our NEPA. And God will answer our prayer. So, where did I stop? Well, God will help us. God will help us in Jesus' name. I was saying that wisdom and knowledge is a principal thing. You need to get it. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 said, it is God that giveth thee power to what? To get wealth. There is nothing you can get by yourself. You need the power. Without the power to get wealth, you can just be struggling from pillar to post. At the end of the day, the person did not achieve anything. You need power. Somebody say power.
Power.
You are not shouting it.
Power.
Say power.
Power.
When you receive that power, getting blessing becomes an easy task. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. A popular one that everybody likes to read. But many people did not understand what they are reading. You Philippians chapter 1 verse 7. The Bible says, let me put it from, okay. Let me read it from verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whatever you do. Say, this book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, so that and you observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Wonderful scriptures. Having good success. Making your way prosperous. But the first thing, meditate upon the book of the law. Many want to become rich, but they want to forget God. And that is why a lot of people are poor. When you leave God out of your riches, the moment you remove Christ from your life, the life ends up into crisis. Do you understand? The person end or lead is led into crisis. The moment Christ is removed. Look at Psalm 1. Let's put all this Bible together. Then we go into the short teaching we have for ourselves. Psalm 1 says from verse 1. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and what? Night. Look at verse 3. Wonderful verse. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaves shall not what? Wither. And whatsoever he do shall prosper. Wonderful. Wonderful. Whatsoever I do shall prosper. There is season for everything. There is time for you to come out with blessing. It is very sad when someone has already finished his tenure on earth and now you are now becoming rich. What are you going to use the riches for? Everything has time. It is now that you need this money, this prosperity, this wealth. And that is why you need to seek the face of the Lord. Failure is an orphan. Are you hearing me? Nobody wants to identify himself with failure. So failure has no father. He has no mother. He has no family. Who is a family of failure here? Nobody. Nobody wants to be identified with failure. But a lot of people, they plan to fail. In things that they do, in the ways they operate, they either plan to fail or they fail to plan. Praise the Lord. Believe that someone that failed on a particular project is not clever. That's what a lot of people believe. That one failed is because he's not clever. He doesn't know how to do it. There's a clever way of doing it. Despite the fact that our people used to have a proverb. Say, the person in front will teach one behind a lesson. And if the person in front fall into the pit, that should teach the person behind that there is a pit in front. But unfortunately, all the people coming behind, despite seeing people falling into the pit, they still move ahead. They believe they can maneuver. The person that fell into the pit, is not clever. That's what a lot of people think. Whether you believe it or not, there is hardly you see a shortcut that leads to success. Hardly you see a shortcut that leads to success. The end of most of the shortcut is sometimes failure. In my place, not too long, some people started one kind of dangerous, profitable saving. They call it oil and gas. So bring 10,000 and come and collect 100,000. So they render all the banks useless. And a lot of people, they say, the more you bring, the biggest the money you will get. A lot of people say, if I put my money in the bank, these people will give me 5% interest after about 6 months. So they went and withdrew their money. They want double or triple or fourple of that money. They went and dumped it with those people. I don't know that, but we'll be paying you your profit in installmentally. And the funny thing is that you will get the first installment, you get the second installment, you may probably get the third installment. And you too will be jumping her. Yes, I'm a rich man. How on earth do you contribute 100,000 and you are now getting 1 million within 1 month or 2 months? The people will tell you they want to trade with your money. You are so lazy you can't trade. They are going to do the trading for you. You just sit down, wake up. If you have an armchair, bring it in the morning. Call the newspaper, read, open the pages, continue to read. Somebody is trading with the money, only to come back with millions. They did it in dollars. They did it in fact, if you put dollars, you get more money. So a lot of people from here, they send to people who are here, bring dollars. You are wasting your time in America. It is happening in our place. Praise the Lord. When they discover that people have gathered their money, they have dumped their money, one way or the other, interest was no longer coming. All the money deposited, both the capital, both the interest, both the body, both the stem, both the root, both the fruit, dead. One woman cried to me and said, "Pastor, you need to pray." I got retired from the teaching business. They paid me about 4 million naira. I put everything there, hoping to collect 45 million. Praise the Lord. I say, if not that, you yourself, you are a thief. Can you put 4 million? And you are getting 5 million. He said, "Pastor, please pray. I don't even know the interest. Let them give me my 5 million back. That is all that I have." Praise the Lord. See shortcut to success unless it is Jesus. Failure set trap for a lot of people, and a lot of people they are moving in. The failure will set trap for people, but unfortunately people will fall inside. The other time I was in the university, in UNILAG, University of Lagos, there are some people, they will play their way all through. They attend all the parties. Those of us who are reading, they say, this one here, they call us Efiko. You know what is called Efiko? Every day is book, 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 book. Call you bookworm. On the day of examination, they have their agenda. Someone is coming to write the paper for them. And that is how a lot of people are passing. Sometimes You write the paper, you now begin to pray. Hey, I hope I will pass. I hope you pass. Sometimes you will not see the paper. Sometimes you fail. Sometimes this. A lot of things happen. When you begin to take those kind of shortcuts, even if you pass, by the time you get that certificate, how will you prosper? That's what I want you to know. Before we start praying for achievement, before we start praying for success and blessing, let us look at the way we started our journey. Are you hearing me? Someone told me after he has gotten married to a good wife and with children, and they said the wife at home is stubborn, and he went to one man. They were struggling, or they didn't have much. Someone now told him, he said, you are poor. Let me tell you the reason. The reason is that the wife brought a bad leg into your house. Bad legs. You know legs now. Meaning that marrying that woman into the family has brought bad luck. That's why they didn't prosper. Now told him that there is a woman you are going to marry. And by the time you marry that one, in fact, your prosperity will be unbelievable. He went ahead and married that second one. The problem got more complicated. You know, if you marry two wives, you put yourself on a danger list. Because the two of them can easily take decision. If this one says, I'm not giving you food, and this one says, I'm not giving you food, you stay hungry. So, they now advise him, now that you have two people, and they are punishing you, no food, you better marry three. So that there is no way the three of them will agree together to punish you. There will be two who will always agree. Say, okay, it is true. We went for the third one. That's how problems were being complicated. And the father too, the same thing. He saw the thing that happened to the father. He went inside. The devil set trap. Failure set trap. And many of us, we are entering the shoe. That's why many of us who are from polygamous, we need to pray very well. There's one proverb that when you are from a foundation, from a swampy foundation, it's different from a rocky foundation. Do you understand? You don't understand. Let me explain. A swampy foundation. You know, when you put leg in a swamp, it goes inside. For you to come out of the swamp, it takes the grace of God. But when it is a stony foundation, you can still be putting head on snow, on stone, and be climbing a little bit higher and higher and higher before you manage. To get up from a stony foundation sometimes may be easier than a swampy. Because as you are bringing one leg and putting it, you are going more and more. So polygamous is like coming out from a swampy foundation. And that's what happened to many of us who are from polygamous home. And we need to pray here today. Praise the Lord. So failure has written a lot of invitation for people, and people have bought the invitations. That's why people are complaining, I'm not making it, this is not this, this is not that. When you are working with a wrong certificate, you are already a failure. When you enter a country through crude means, praise the Lord. People used to fly to America. But some people come here by road. Simply because they must enter America. You may not know that there is a road to this place. Praise the Lord. If not for the detectives that block the boundary from Phoenix. Some people will get to Mexico from there, they enter tunnel. Before you know it, they are already in America. people enter by sea. The rest of us go to the right, go to the left. Some people, rest of us, go to Algeria, go to Tripoli, go to this. This is where they are coming, you know. They have their agenda. Praise the Lord. When you enter like that into a country, tell me, how will you prosper in that country? Praise the Lord. People come here as if they are pursuing them from their country. Something disturbed me when I went for my visa interview. As I came out from the visa interview, saying, normally, well, we thank God. But one boy, he was going in front of me. As they told him that, well, you are lucky. Come back and collect your passport on Wednesday, I mean the third day. Oh, this boy was so excited. He was hiding the joy within the office. By the time he came out of those gates, oh my God, his friend was waiting for him outside. You know, in Nigeria, there's a canal. There's a big stream, a big sea by the side of the American embassy. The brother was waiting for him at that place. As he was coming out, he was so excited. He ran into the brother and landed on him. And the two of them fell on the ground. And they were running straight to the canal. The two of them like that. They have to rush and stop them. You are entering the water. One man shook his head. He said, look at it. Someone is leaving his country. And he saw a man like this. Then there is one. Praise the Lord. This is what happens. Praise the Lord. You went to school with stolen money. And you are praying for success. Your father used to be a duper. Or a thief. Of a government office. And you are praying for success. One law enforcement agent. He stopped a man where he was driving. And by the time they stopped the man, it was late in the night. Open your boot. The man opened his boot. And they saw dollars. A lot of money. Where is this money? The man said, I'm just coming from abroad. And I have this, I have that. I'm into business. I'm there. Say, no problem. No, we'll take you to the police. Really? As they were arranging to take the man to the police, the two of them whispered within themselves, Let's finish this man. They finished the man. They collected the money. One of them went and built a house. He has only one son. And he used that money to send the boy abroad. To come and learn. But God is a God of vengeance. Praise the Lord. The man read and finished all the book. And he was going home. To thank the dad, at least after finishing the course, from there was coming back home right in front of his father's house. As he came down from a vehicle, another vehicle came. Wow! That was when the people knew how the man got his money, when he started crying upon the son. Praise the Lord. Tell me, how do we succeed with this kind of situation? Many of us are struggling. We don't know. We are just struggling and struggling. Things are not the way it's supposed to be. Check the foundation. Check the foundation. An achiever is a friend of everybody. If somebody achieves now, is my brother. You see, do you know the governor of so-so and so-so state? Some people say, who? That one? Hey, it's my senior brother. It's my senior brother. I bet you are answering a Yoruba name. He's answering a Malam. An Awusa name. Yes, you see his father, his mother married to my sister, and his sister married to my in-law. My in-law married to my junior brother. and when you down down like this, that even you're supposed to be answering our name, but because of praise the Lord. Everybody want to identify himself with an achiever. By the time you make it now, people will use you to boast. Say, ah, that one in America, who is doing fine? He's my senior brother. That's my senior brother. I'll give you a letter to go and meet him. When you are going to America, you will stay in his house. We'll take care of you. They will be using you to boast. Simply because you are an achiever. Praise the Lord. But before you can be an achiever, there's a ladder you must climb. That's why I say it's a short teaching. And this is where we are going. Praise the Lord. How many people want to be an achiever? Praise the Lord. The first thing you need is wisdom and knowledge. What do I call it? Pray for it. Wisdom. God, I want wisdom. I've seen someone who used to sell ordinary leaves, vegetables, where some rich people are, where there was no leaves, and God gave him an insight to be selling leaves, vegetable leaves. And you know, rich people sometimes they like leaves. From there, they started patronizing this woman. From there, he rented a shop, he rented another shop, got bigger and got bigger. And before you know it, he bought a truck to be distributing the leaves. Everybody started buying from her. God gave him vision, wisdom to that area. That's why I told you there are many things many of us can do in this environment that will give you good money. Praise the Lord. You need to pray for that wisdom. You need to pray for that knowledge. It's only God that can give. If God gives you that wisdom and he gives you the knowledge to back that thing up, people will start looking for you everywhere. Say, yes, this man got this. This is what I need. He will do it better. Some of you who want to eat food, African food now, you know where you go sometimes. Even though there are many, you say, this one can cook the African delicacy very well. In fact, when you eat here, it's like you are at home. Why? Because the person has gotten the wisdom and the knowledge to package whatever God has given to him to do so that people will keep coming. Raise up your hand again. Say, my father. Say it very loud. Ladder you must climb. Number two is courage and boldness. Courage and boldness. If God gives you a wisdom to do a particular thing, if you are not courageous, if you are not bold to go along with it, the person may run back. Because there is nothing God will give you that will not test your faith or test you. You must face some trials. Life is not bed of roses. Don't let anybody deceive you. Just like marriage is not bed of roses. There are some trials you will face. Some certain thing. Even when you start on it, you face some trial that may want to push you back. But you must be courageous and bold to move ahead. It is when you are bold and courageous to move ahead in that thing, that is when you become an achiever. Praise the Lord. Number three ladder. Divine direction. What do I call it? Say one word. You need to pray for this one too. For God to divinely direct your steps. You may be here in what do you call this place? Houston, Texas. And God can be leading you to somewhere in Arizona to go and establish what he has given to you. Sometimes it is not within. You must pray for divine direction. And you must pray for the divine direction to go through so that what you are doing will prosper. When God directs you, oh my God, you get there on time. Don't follow the direction of people. Follow the direction of God. In everything, God begins to direct you. This is the next step. 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 You begin to move forward. You begin to move forward. Before you know it, you become an achiever. Praise the name of the Lord. Divine direction. You need to pray for it too here. That's another ladder to achievement. The fourth ladder is to close the gate of ignorance in you. What do I say? Close the gate of ignorance. A lot of people things will look as if you cannot do it. Other people have done it. Other people cannot do this. Other people have done it. I didn't do it very well. Or I am not capable. I am not this. I am not that. Don't let anybody deceive you. Close the gates of ignorance and move forward. Work hard and don't be lazy. Work hard and don't be lazy. The body you see love two things. This body love two things. If you want it to be enjoyed, if you want people to recognize you within 1 year or so, give him those two things. You will know. Number one is food. Number two is sleep. Now, you know, food in America is not a problem. You can eat Dunkin' Donut and finish with it, and you, McDonald's, leave that one and go to this. And then from there, you go to American buffet, go to Chinese buffet. Leave Chinese buffet, you go to Licking Finger. Praise the Lord. This man, am I an adventurer? Praise the Lord. So anything, you are free. By the time you start going around and eating all those kind of things, and anytime you eat, just warm your bed and sleep. After 6 months, people will not recognize you again. Because you become fatty bum boy. So those are the two things the body wants. You need to train this body that, look, we must walk. We must walk. Especially in America. If you don't walk, this is where I see where the husband is walking and the wife too must walk. Because unless you want to kill the honest man, that's when the wife will fold his hand and say, I'm a fool housewife. Full, they can't do that in Nigeria. Full housewife, for what? When you want your children to go to good schools, you want to say you are full, you better remove the fool and become one quarter housewife. Praise the Lord. In this place, both the two of you must say, walk. Praise the Lord. Are you getting what we are saying? Today is today. I must not be poor. No, I'm telling you. Because I want all of you to be an achiever. That's why I'm telling you all this. I want to be saying, yes, I too, I know brother so so and so. Yes. Yes, I know him in America. That one that you say is the best Nigerian lover. I know him. The best Nigerian pilot. I know him. The best Nigerian engineer in America. I know him. He's my brother too. I saw him in Houston when I was here. I do want to be boasting of all of you. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm telling you all this. You work hard and don't be lazy. Don't follow lazy people. Don't follow them. A lazy man will wake up in the morning and put a wrapper while others are at work. He's tying wrapper at the early hours of the day. Praise the Lord. But when someone who has somewhere to go, by early in the morning, you are off. So both husband and wife must work. Number 7. Okay, I know you are following me. Number 6. Stubborn faith in the Lord that you are going to succeed. Stubborn faith in the Lord that you are going to succeed. If anybody tells you that you cannot succeed as you are moving ahead and doing things you are doing, tell the person you are a liar. Say, this thing I'm doing now, I'm going to succeed. Some people will write examination and tell you, let them go and mark it in heaven. Me, I'm going to pass. And when the result comes, it's like that. Because they have the stubborn faith. Even if they have written rubbish, because of their faith, they may pass. Stubborn faith to succeed. Who told you are going to fail? It's not the owner of your life. It's not the owner of your destiny. Tell the person you are not a failure. Whatever I am doing, I must succeed in it. Even if others are failing, me, I will succeed. Praise the Lord. Stop faith in the Lord. Number 7. Avoid the people that will discourage you. What do I say? Avoid the people that will discourage you. Those people are everywhere. They are in your family. They are in the church. They are in your environment. They are in your office. They are everywhere surrounding you. Say, what do you want to do? I want to do that. You will kill yourself. You will waste your money. So did it. This is where he ended. This one did it. This is where he ended. You want to go and do it? No, I'm not saying you should not go, but I just said my own. There are some people who does not want you to succeed. They are envious of the gift in you. They are envious of the zeal in you. And they will always want to pull you down. They don't want you to exceed them in anything. So any attempt for you to exceed, they will want to pull you down. They want to discourage you. Say, don't go. Don't do this. Don't do that. Say, this one, how can you succeed? How can you this? So a lot of people, we have people like that. Avoid people that will what? Discourage you. Number 8. Follow the example of great men. Especially in the profession you want to pursue. Follow the example of great men. Especially in the profession you want to pursue. There are genuine people who become great. It's not all the great men are dubious. There are some genuine people who become great when you follow their example. Ask them how they come about. They will tell you that it is not easy. So when you listen to them, you learn from them, you will hear where they make their mistakes and you will avoid it. So when you are a forerunner, it takes a lot of challenge for you to get there. But when you are coming behind, you have somewhere to learn from. In order to make your journey easier, you want to be an engineer, you must have someone who is a chief engineer who have succeeded. Talk to them. Let them talk to you how they get there. Maybe you will borrow a leaf from them. You want to be a pastor, you don't want to follow the people who are under you or who are above you. And you think you can just skyrocket yourself to the top like that. You cannot achieve everything. Number 9. Be humble. Be humble. A proud person can never go anywhere. Some people boast of their achievement. They boast of this. They boast, I can do this. I can do that. Even if you can do, just keep your head low. Let God raise you up. We used to have a boy in our class in those days. Very gentle boy. Everybody, the other time, anytime you see him talking, maybe you say what is so funny, you just see him smiling. He will carry first in the class, but you will not know. Very, very gentle, very humble. That's how a great person behaves. Be humble. Don't be doing gra-gra. Don't be doing showing off. Number 9. Number 10. Avoid distractions. Avoid distractions. When Jacob was to cry to the Lord for God to show him heaven, angels ascending and descending, he first of all sent all his family away. He was there using a stone as a pillow. Alone. Avoid distractions. A lot of people want to achieve themselves with someone who is struggling. If you know you are facing education, don't face women and education at the same time. The two does not work. When you become an achiever, they will find you. But when you are going through, they may want to distract you. If you follow by that, you will lose the way. Avoid what? Distractions. If you are going forward, don't look left and right. Peter was to come with Jesus on the water. And Jesus said, come, come. He looked unto Jesus. He said, Daddy, can I walk on this water? He said, yes. Walk on the water as I walk. Peter said, hey, are you sure, Daddy? He said, come, just look unto me and be coming. He said, okay. He started looking unto Jesus. Step on the water. He discovered he too was walking on the water. He was walking like Jesus walked. All of a sudden, he started looking at his shoulder like this. I have to come walk. Started looking left and right. He was distracted. He's no longer facing Jesus. Right there, he started sinking. He now cried, Daddy, Daddy, I'm sinking. Now I said, okay, bring your hand. Come out of the water. The moment you are distracted, that is the end. A lot of people are looking sideways. When you are doing something, finish it first before you jump to another thing. You cannot put 3 or 4 sticks in the fire at the same time. It's one at a time. That's how to become an achiever. Some people are learning mechanic, they are learning nursing, they are learning accounting, learning fashion designing, and then at the same time, learning marketing. You now become master of none. At the same time, first one, get focused. Praise the Lord. Number, avoid unnecessary mistake. One man who used to be one of the veteran in Nigeria, he said one thing. He said, to make a mistake is not a mistake, but to repeat it, that is when you make a mistake. See, anybody can make a mistake. When you are doing one thing or the other, anything can happen. When you make a mistake, fine. But when you repeat that mistake, that is when you have made a mistake. So to make a mistake is not really a mistake. But when you repeat that mistake, that is when you have made a mistake. When you concentrate and you avoid making mistakes, you get there. One more or two more. Follow the right channel, even though it takes a longer time. Follow the right channel, even though it takes what? A longer time. In this country, for you to get some papers, it may look a little bit long. But if you endure and follow the right channel, you will always get it. But when you do shortcut to get this thing, sometimes it may backfire. Some people, they only see a white man on television. But when they get here, they marry them so that they can get paper. And all like that. And you know the white people too, they have become so wise. They know that is what you want. When it got to the level of getting your paper for you, they remove their self. Then you go back to square one. Follow the right channel. It may take a longer time, but you will always get there. The final one I will tell you before we go and pray. Pray for the anointing to become great. Pray for what? The anointing to become great. And that is why we are here this evening. We want to pray on our instrument of work so that it shall become great. How many people want to be an achiever? Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. I will make it this year, I say, oh. I will make it this year, I say. I will make it this year, I say, oh. I will make it this year, I say. Satan has lost the battle. Satan has lost the battle. Satan has lost the battle. I will make it this year, I say. Hallelujah. I will make it this year, I say. I will make it this year. Hallelujah. I will make it this year, I say. I will make it this year, I say. Yeah. Satan has lost the battle. Your instrument of work now. Thank you, Jesus. If you are a pastor, I'm sure you know your own instrument is the Bible. If you are an usher, you can bring the offering back. Praise the Lord. If you are a teacher, don't bring out Kano. Thank you, Jesus. Have you brought it out? There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus Christ, there is power mighty. In the blood, sing it rolling loud. There is power mighty. In the blood, in the blood, there is power mighty. In the blood. In the blood of Jesus Christ, there is power mighty in the blood. And God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will see ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. Each new day, you will make a way. You will make a way. Sing it over. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. He wants a way we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Closely to his arm, with love and pain for each new day, he will make a way. Sing it one more time.
He will make a way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He wants a way we cannot see. Thank you, Jesus. For those who have the gift of the Holy Spirit, as you hold that instrument of work in your hand, you begin to pray into it in tongues. For those who have not the gift of the Holy Spirit, just begin to open your mouth and say, "Oh Lord, bless the instrument of my work. Oh Lord, bless the instrument of my work." Oh. Amen. He making possibility possible. He making possibility. Jehovah Jireh. He making possibility possible. He making possibility possible. My God is able. To make a way, no matter what they say, my God will make a way. He will make a way. My God is able to make a way. No. My God, we make a way. We make a way. My God is able. Is able, able to make a way. Make a way, no matter what they say. Oh yes, my God, we make a way. Possibility possible. He making possibility. Jehovah Jireh. He making possibility possible. He making possibility. Alpha Omega. He making possibility possible. He making possibility. Jehovah Rapha, he making possibility possible. He making possibility possible. You are going to open your mouth again and begin to pray in tongues into that instrument. As you open your mouth and begin to pray this prayer, the power of God is working on that instrument on your behalf. If you don't have to get on the speaking of tongues, don't begin to say, oh Lord, bless the instrument of my work. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. So pray it in the Baba. Still going to speak in tongues one more time before we go into the prayers. Get yourself ready. Already God is working on all the instruments. I can see the holy fire sanctifying all the instruments. Today is the day the Lord has made. Today is the day the Lord has made. There is no problem that we cannot solve. There is no problem that we cannot solve. When I say we, I mean Jesus and I. When I walk with Jesus and he walks with me, there is no problem that we cannot solve. Can you sing it? There is no problem that we cannot solve. Oh yeah, there is no problem that we cannot solve. When I say we, I mean Jesus and I. Oh Lord, when I walk with Jesus and he walks with me, there is no problem that we cannot, there is no battle we cannot think. There is no battle that we cannot win. Yes, there is no battle that we cannot win. When I say we, I mean Jesus and I. When I walk with Jesus and he walks with me, there is no battle that we cannot, there is no journey we cannot go, there is no journey that we cannot go, there is no journey that we cannot go. When I say we, I mean Jesus and I. And he walks with me. There is no journey that we can. There is no mountain we cannot move. There is no mountain that we cannot move. There is no mountain that we cannot move. When I say we, Jesus and I. When I walk with Jesus and he walks with me, there is no mountain that we cannot, there is no problem we cannot solve, there is no problem that we cannot solve. Sing it loud. There is no problem that we cannot solve. When I say, I need Jesus and I.
I need Jesus and I.
When I walk with Jesus.
When I walk with Jesus.
And he walks with me. Oh yes. There is no problem that we cannot solve. I alone can do all things. Oh, he can do all things, oh,
yeah.
Our Lord can do all things,
oh, yeah.
He can do all things,
oh, yeah.
Our Lord can do all things,
oh, yeah. He can
do all things,
oh, yeah.
My God can prosper you,
oh, yeah.
He can prosper me. My God shall prosper me.
Oh, yes,
he shall
prosper me. Oh, yes.
My God shall lift me up.
Oh, yes,
he shall lift me up.
Oh, yes.
Jesus shall bless my life.
Oh, yes,
he shall bless my life.
Oh, yes.
My God can do all things. He can do all things. Oh yeah. There's a cloud of glory around this place now. Beloved, I want you to open your mouth as we begin to pray this prayer. Because the power of God is here in a new way. I can feel it. I can feel that power. 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 So, failure!
Yes. Jesus, mighty on the throne. Oh, things are happening. Things are happening. Things are happening. Cry before the game goes down. Any delusion. Attack the good instrument of work.
Say
the banda.
This is wonderful. I saw evil cowries, something like a shell, jumping out from the certificate of someone over there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, today is a wonderful day. Today is a wonderful day. I want someone to cry this prayer very loud. Say, any power. And wonders with the work of my hands. Something must happen. There's someone here, they have not even known you. Very, very soon, they'll be looking for you all over the world. Oh, I thank God for someone. You have written almost 10 applications to somewhere, and nobody has called you before. The Lord. The next 3 months. In fact, you have a problem of choice. Because all of them will start coming with you. Thank you, Jesus. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. There's someone here. Your certificate was buried under the rock in your village. As we started praying, I saw a big hammer crushing the rock faces. And it has just been released to you. There's someone that is expecting a turning around breakthrough within the next 21 days. And the miracle of how did it happen shall be manifest in your life. My father! Can you shout it very loud? Advertise your signs and wonders with the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus. This is wonderful. I'm happy for many people who are here. The heavens of the works of your hand before had been closed. But I see many heavens open now. Many opens now. Where you have been rejected before, you shall be accepted. I said you shall be accepted. You will cry this very loud. Even though God has done it, don't want to pray it. So you heaven of the works of my hand. Can you say what you want? Shout it if you want to go to university. Open my fire. In the name of Jesus. Heaven of the works of my hand. You are the one that works on my hand. Open my fire. You are the one that works on my hand. Open my fire. Jesus. Yes, Lord. in my life. Say, oh God, arise. If you are holding a certificate, you say on your certificate. If you are having a profession, call it on my profession. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Any witchcraft power,
sitting
on my instrument,
can
you shout it out loud? Instrument of work. Are you ready?
Yes,
are you ready?
Yes,
you are going to cry God to enlarge your post through the instrument of work in your hand. Something must happen. And after this, I will now make a prophetic pronouncement upon the instrument of your work. So, written, whatever we lay hands upon shall prosper. God, I decree, because the word said, you wish above all things that we should prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospering. I speak to every certificate, I speak to every instrument of work here, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, begin to prosper. 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 In the name of Jesus. Any bewitchment upon the work of your hands, any chains that has bound your instrument together, every
enemies that have bound your work together be roasted at hell. Be roasted at hell. Be roasted at hell. In the name of Jesus,
I decree upon whatever you are holding, whether your certificate, your instrument of work, it break through. Open heaven. Blessing. Of your instrument of work is open by God.
Amen.
I think it is open by God.
Amen.
It is open by God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As the Lord prospered Joseph, as the Lord prospered Jacob, I decree divine prosperity. Asking for concerning what you have learned, I pray for you today. Receive an answer. Anywhere your needs appear, for a good thing, for a good job, for a contract, people who do not even know you, they shall begin to fight for your cause. I said, they shall fight for your cause. In his family, the Lord will choose you.
Amen.
For true battles in hand.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even though your beginning is small, but your end shall be exceedingly great.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are asking, where is your God? Instrument of work here, every certificate here, every paper here, representing anyone, we sanctify them with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify them with the power of God. And we decree the tribe of God begin to move. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, there we go. God, we make our way where there seems to be no way.
Sing it out.
He walks in way we cannot see. He will make our way for me. He will be my God. Closely to his hand, with love and strength, with love for each new day, for each new evening.